Happy Thursday, everybody. Welcome back to The Scarlet Edit. I am your host, Nikki Corbett. If you are new here, welcome. I love finding, I love when new listeners find me. If you have not listened to the last 2 weeks' episodes, I highly recommend you do, especially if you're new here. I mean, even if you're not, if you haven't listened to them, I'd love for you to listen to them. It was a two-part interview with a woman who is very open about the fact that she cheated on her husband. She was opening up on Instagram with her story. I found her. I said, please come on my show. Let's talk about all of it. And we had a really great conversation. She had a lot of great reflections on her experience, just a lot of owning it and talking about it and thinking about things and having like aha moments. And she shared them all with me. So if you haven't listened to those two, go take a listen. Otherwise, let's like get comfy and talk this week. I love a solo episode. You know, I come up here, I sit in my studio, I get everything all situated, and I just hit record. It is interesting because, you know, obviously, all of us are using AI to help with all things podcasts, whether it is getting show notes taken care of, where it's working on keywords. So when you go into the podcast app and you search for something, like the show that's perfect for you shows up. I've gone back and forth with having AI help me write a show outline or creating some talking points. Sometimes it works out beautifully because it keeps me organized and I can just go, boom, I hit every single point that I wanted to hit. Sometimes I have an outline and then I absolutely hate it. And I'm like, this is making me crazy and it doesn't feel like me. So I'm going to put you away now and I'm going to do this just brain to mouth. And that's where we are today. That just made me laugh, obviously, since you heard me laugh. But here's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about disappointment. I am so grateful that by putting this show out there, it has opened the door for so many of you to send me a note about your own personal experience. The number of you that have reached out to me, the number of you that have shared what's going on in your personal lives that you've also told me you've not shared with other people. Like, I hope you know that I take that to heart. I take it very seriously. And I am grateful to provide a space for you to feel seen and for you to know that you are not the only person going through what you are going through or who went through what you have already been through. And one common theme in so many of those messages is disappointment. Now, when you have been the other woman or been involved in infidelity in some role, when you have had a relationship end, when you've had a marriage end, when you've had a situationship end, hell, even a friendship end. There are so many things about all of those that can be so incredibly disappointing. And disappointment is an interesting feeling. I think the more self-aware I know that I become, the more I am good at identifying the different feelings that I have as life is coming at me. So it's easier for me to identify anger. It's easier for me to identify sadness, easier for me to identify disappointment, easier for me to also identify happiness, joy, just gratitude. Disappointment is one of those tough feelings because when you think about it, oftentimes we are disappointed because somebody didn't live up to expectations that we had for them. And then if we're being really real with ourselves, sometimes those people didn't even know that we had certain expectations for them. We can feel disappointment because we feel like somebody crossed a boundary. We can feel disappointment because we feel like somebody didn't respect us as much as we thought they did. We can feel disappointment because we feel like we've given and given and given and given, and we're still not enough for whatever reason. And really identifying that feeling of disappointment and how to work through it can be challenging, and it can be just strange. I had a deep, disappointing situation a few weeks ago. I'm not going to go into too much detail, but long story short, someone who I had a ton of respect for, who I felt also had a ton of respect for me, made a couple of comments to me that I had never anticipated would be made. And in the moment, I was so surprised that I really fumbled my way through that section of the conversation we had. It was kind of one of those moments, you know, where you think about it, you know, a few hours later and you're like, oh my God, why didn't I say this? It was definitely one of those moments for me. Like 4 hours later, I was like, oh my God, this is what I should have said. And it would have been so great. But in the moment I was like, wait, what? Like what's happening here? And it was crazy too, because I was not expecting the conversation. It wasn't a scheduled meeting. And then, you know, it came and went, and I was in the middle of a handful of other things. And then I had an evening planned with one of my girlfriends that night. So it was by the time I got home that night and I'm in the shower, rinsing off, getting ready for bed, and the whole conversation comes back to me. And I was just like, what the fuck was that? And I got very emotional because I was just like, damn, like that forever changed that relationship. It's completely different now. And it sucks because it's like, you ruined it. Not me. You did. Because you decided to say a few things that were not appropriate. And I was so disappointed. And I felt it. I felt it like in my body, like right at my diaphragm, like just that burn, that like, man, that disappointment that just really hits you in the gut. So one thing that I really like to do, you know, I think self-awareness is so, so, so important. I always say that self-awareness is like the first step to change. Because once you are aware of something, it's like, and if it's, especially if it's something that you don't like, that's your first step. It's like, okay, I acknowledge this. I don't like it. So what am I going to do to change it? And that can be with anything. You know, maybe it's your daily habits. Maybe it's your eating habits. Maybe it's your fitness habits. Maybe it's like you wake up one day and you're like, you know what? I need to be waking up earlier. Like, why am I sleeping till 10? Maybe I should get up at 8. You know, any of these things. But it's like the first step is acknowledging it and then saying, okay, how am I going to change it? So what I actually loved about this entire interaction is that an old version of me probably would have followed up with a text message the next day or a few days later and said, hey, this portion of our conversation the other day, it didn't sit well with me. I don't want this to happen like this again. I don't think that this was appropriate. But you know what? No, because I know who I am at this point. I know where my boundaries lie. I know what my expectations are for the different types of relationships that I have in my life. And whether or not they are explicitly implied or just something that I have internally, if those are crossed, like you don't get the honor or the pleasure or the opportunity to come and apologize or repent or take it back because I reached out to you. No, like you just don't. So for me, I'm like, okay, I now see the level in which this person respects me, which isn't as high as I thought it was. And my energy is now changed toward that person. So for me, I'm kind of like, you know what? This was a win. I learned something. I learned something. And the only thing I can control is me. I can control my energy and where it goes. I can control my time and who I share that time with. So onward, you know, onward and upward. Disappointment when it comes to relationships. Man, with relationships, I think that's the place where we have the highest and most intense expectations. Now, I will say that I think one of the greatest things that is going on in the current environment is that people, both men and women, but I'm going to just speak for women here since I'm one, and that's where I'm really happy about what I am seeing, is that, you know, we are okay with having our boundaries and expectations and expressing them right away. I mean, I think it's great that we're teaching the younger generation, like, no, it's not okay to be disrespected. If you're out on a date and you don't like the way the conversation is going, if you feel that the man you're with is talking to you a certain way or disrespecting you in a certain way, like, you don't have to just sit there and deal with it. If somebody makes you feel uncomfortable, if somebody turns the conversation sexual without even meeting you, like, it's okay to shut that down. It's okay to say, like, you know what, this isn't the direction I want it to go, so this isn't going to work for me. So I think that is so good that we are in this space where we are having those conversations and sharing with the people that we're choosing to date, like, hey, this is kind of where I'm at. But then, you know, when you take it deeper and you move into, okay, I'm already in a relationship with this person, I'm already, you know, involved, we're already here, it takes time to get to know other people. It takes time to get to know other people. It takes time to get to know each other. It takes time to see what works and see how the energy vibes and things see how things are when, you know, you're with somebody else. Now, you know, I think one of the things about disappointment is that it can be the gap between expectation and reality. So maybe you have this expectation of somebody or of the relationship, but reality is that it's over here, not over here. So how is that gap bridged? Is it able to be bridged? Or is there going to be a level of disappointment that's there because it's not going to be able to be bridged? You know, self-worth plays a huge role in this as well. If you've been listening for a while, you've probably heard me talk about when my relationship ended. And if you are new, I was the other woman in a 5-year relationship. When that relationship ended, I had a moment a few months later where I was in a bathroom and I was washing my hands and I looked at myself in the mirror and I said, I value myself. And that was a crazy moment because I was like, well, did I not before? Was I not acting like it? Did I not know who I was? Did I not have boundaries? Did I not have, you know, expectations for who I was with? And I think in some ways, no, I didn't have any of those things. Even though, I mean, I certainly acted in ways that, like, I did, but I don't think that I ever had thought about it in a way that it's like, I'm allowed to say, like, these are my boundaries. I'm allowed to say, these are my expectations, and to be very crystal clear on what those are. So when I had that moment where I said, I value myself, that was like this kind of aha moment where things really started to shift. As time continued on, I did set boundaries and I did have expectations for people. I don't know why I always say people, men. I date men. It's okay for me to say men. You know, for men that I was either going to date or potentially date. And I think that that's where my self-worth really started to increase. I was going to say skyrocket. Is that a little too much? I don't know. I mean, I think my self-worth has certainly increased tremendously since that relationship ended. Now, it's so weird in retrospect and when talking about this. I was on a podcast yesterday and she was asking me, like, you know, what did I learn through that relationship and about, you know, about myself, about love, about all these things. And one of the things that I've said time and again is that that relationship did teach me to raise my expectations. And I raised my expectations significantly by being with him because of many of the ways that he treated me. You know, and then I sometimes, like, jokingly say, but even though it's very true, that eventually I raised my expectations so high that he could no longer meet them, because I did. I raised my expectations so high that I was like, I don't want to be the other woman anymore. So when he could not rise to that occasion and say, like, okay, you're not going to be, like, I will figure things out so I can be with you and only you. You know, I had to move on and I had to end that. This is a perfect time to tell you that this week's episode is brought to you by me. Oh my gosh, you're like, Nikki, what do you mean? It's brought to you by you. You're here every week and we hear you yapping. Well, if you didn't know, I do coaching for women on self-worth. So, what does that mean? That means that you can work with me in a one-on-one container. I do 3 months at a time, and we can work through self-worth and where you're at, where you want to be, and how you can best get there to have your self-worth be at a level that you know that it can be. So if you are interested in that, just simply go to my website, thescarletedit.com, fill out the form, and I will get back to you and we can see what coaching package works best for you. Let's get back to the episode. So when I think about my own self-worth and how I got from that moment of I can't do this anymore to where I am now, even though I didn't actively recognize at the time that my self-worth was elevating, that I was growing, that my expectations had raised in that relationship to where he could no longer meet them, I still did that. And I still had this internal subconscious moment of, like, you're worth more than this, and you're worth more than what this relationship is giving you. Now, from a disappointment perspective, while being in that relationship, you know, I would say, like, of course I had moments of disappointment. Of course I had days where I was like, gosh, this is so not what I want. I had moments where I was disappointed that he couldn't give me more that I felt I deserved. Now, I don't believe that I actively ever thought, like, oh, I must not be worth it to him, or I must not be good enough, smart enough, skinny enough, pretty enough, intelligent enough, all of those different things that can cross through our minds. But subconsciously, I probably was wondering those things. I do know that consciously and actively, I thought often, like, what more can I possibly do? And I think that's the hardest part about being in a relationship that is an affair, when you do want more, regardless of which role you are playing. Like, maybe you're the betrayer and you are having an affair with a different man and you decide you want more from that man. Maybe you are the other woman, like I was, and you are like me and you're like, I want more from this. It could just be so exhausting. And there's that balance. And I've talked about this before, that balance of everything is amazing, I love this so much, to this is so frustrating, like, what is going on? I can't do this anymore. And when it first starts, it's very much like, this is amazing. And it's like that 95% of everything is amazing. And then it slowly over time flips. And that is when you can end up unhappy. And that is when you can end up deciding, this is not for me anymore. Whew. Disappointment, learning your emotions, figuring out what they are, how to process them, what they mean, and how they're going to change your actions and your energy moving forward. I think that's one of the tickets. That's one of the keys to really just living the best life for yourself and for being able to be human and being able to process through all of this shit as time goes on. I don't know. I mean, I'm, like I've said many times, I'm not an expert. I'm not a therapist, but I am somebody that's lived it. And I've lived through a lot of these things. And I've gone through all of these things. And I've made these choices as I have continued to evolve as a woman, as I've continued to get to know myself better, as my self-awareness has raised. Am I perfect? No. Am I still going to make mistakes? Absolutely. But I feel like I've got to a point where I have some good things to say and some good things to share. So I guess to like wrap this up, there are so many emotions out there and disappointment is one of them. Understanding how disappointment feels in your own body and understanding how you are going to take what disappointed you and decide, are you going to further allow that in your life or are you not? That I think is really, really the key because it is ultimately up to you. If somebody disappoints you and it's because of an unspoken expectation, that is really on you to decide, okay, what are my next steps here? So with the example that I started at the top of the show, an old version of me would have texted this person and said, hey, I didn't like this interaction. I didn't feel like it was very respectful, and I don't want our conversations to go that direction again. But what I realize is like that would have given that person the power, that would have put the ball back in their court for them to be able to say, oh my God, I didn't mean it like that. Oh my God, I'm sorry. Oh my God, blah, 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 whatever they may or may not have said. I didn't want to do that because for me, it was already ruined. And I'm not saying to be so black and white with every single type of relationship or friendship or mentorship or familial relationship. But in some cases, it is that black and white. In some cases, it's like, hey, this relationship was here. You said this, you can't take it back, and it ruined it for me. It ruined it for me. So I'm going to do what I can do, which is control me, control my energy, control who is allowed in my energetic field, allow who has access to me, and move forward from there. As always, thank you so much for being here. I love each and every one of you. I'm so grateful that you found the show. I'm so grateful that you're here. New episodes are live every Thursday. If you haven't already, please subscribe on your podcast app of choice so that those new episodes are in your queue first thing every Thursday morning. They literally come out at like 3 a.m. Pacific. So when I say that it'll be there when you wake up in the morning, like it probably will, unless you're in another part of the world, which you guys, oh my God, I guess I should share this because this is so cool. Like the countries and the people that are finding this show, it just keeps ticking up every day. Last time I looked, it was at 87. Like, that's so wild to me. And it is so, so, so freaking cool. So if you're listening from another country, what's up? I just love it. That's so cool. Anyways, thank you so much for being here as always. And we will see you. And by we, I mean me. I'll see you next week.